The Mefarshim, the commentaries, explain that Perek Vav, chapter 6 of Tehillim, is dealing with two different things, really. There's almost two different parts. There's Psukim Aleph through Zion, 1 through 7, where David HaMelech is talking about an internal sickness or an illness that he's battling with and dealing with, that he was actually physically sick, physically ill, as it sounds like in Pasuk Gimel, Chaneni Hashem ki umlol ani, Hashem have mercy on me because I'm dealing with some way in which I've been stricken. Rafa'ini Hashem, right? Heal me, literally Rafa'ini, that Hashem should heal me. And in Pasuk Vav, in Pasuk 6, he talks about ki in ba maves zichrecha, that in my death I won't be able to recall you or to announce you. And so David HaMelech is talking about some sort of situation in which he's actually ill, he's actually sick, and he's asking for Hashem's kindness and his mercy. But then if you look all of a sudden in Pasuk Ches, all of a sudden now we see the introduction of Ashisha Mikas Eini Aska B'chol Tzorirai. At the end, he refers to Tzorirai, his oppressors, his enemies, his foes. And that continues on throughout the remainder of the parak. The David HaMelech actually talks about some sort of external enemy, someone that is persecuting him or pursuing him or putting him in harm's way. So the Mefarshim again explain that the parak is made up of two different sections, Pesukim Aleph through Zion and Ches until the end. In the beginning, David HaMelech is davening and he's expressing his need for Hashem's kindness with regards to an internal illness that he's struggling with. And the rest of the parak, he's davening to Hashem for help and for salvation and savior and for protection from external enemies. And I think the question that emerges from this is, then why are there not two different prakim? Right? David HaMelech has made many, many prakim of Tehillim. So shouldn't Perek Vav be divided into two different prakim if he's talking about two different types of struggles? One is an internal struggle of some sort of illness, and one is an external struggle of some sort of enemy that's chasing him. So why are these two different experiences, two different struggles, put into one Perek? And maybe the idea is, as we know from many Sfarim, that whenever there's an external enemy that the Jewish people are facing, it's reflective or it's an outgrowth of an internal struggle that the Jewish people are facing. That there's something inside of us, something going on inside of us, and of course we can never say why anything's happening. We don't know the ultimate reason why anything's happening, and we can never put any sort of blame on any specific thing to say, well, something bad that happened is because this person or this group of people did something. But yet at the same time, what we're taught throughout all our sources is that when something befalls the Jewish people, when some sort of challenge comes our way from an outside source, we need to introspect. And so maybe the reason these two different aspects of David's experience, the internal struggle and the external struggle, the reason that they're in one parak and not two is to show that the external is an outgrowth of the internal, that whatever's going on outside of us and around us calls for us to look back on its origins, which is really internal to us, which means not to look at ourselves in a way of now blaming ourselves, but it actually is very empowering, because what it means is that we actually have a way of responding. We have a way of introspecting, seeing where we can make change, seeing where we can take responsibility to be able to respond. And so that's what we're learning and what we're davening about in Perek Vav, is we're davening for Hashem to help us be able to do this, to help us be able to heal ourselves internally, which will, as the last pasuk in the Perek says, will instantaneously, raga, in one moment, have our enemies all run away and turn away from us. So much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.